Oliver lived with his father and his brother, John, in an apartment in the Upper West Side in New York City. When John went to college, Oliver missed his brother very much.
One night, Oliver's father brought home a tiny white puppy. He'll take a lot of care and love, but he is worth it, he said.
Oliver smiled as he lifted up the little puppy. He named him Baxter. Oliver trained Baxter, fed him, walked him 3 times a day. He taught Baxter tricks. Oliver had many friends, but Baxter became his best friend. When they went everywhere together, even to soccer practice and basketball games.
Oliver was proud of Baxter. Baxter was the most popular dog in the neighborhood. He was smart, he was cute, but he wasn't fancy. His hair was wild and he was often muddy, but his eyes always sparkled.
What really made Baxter stand out, Oliver thought, was the stuff he could do. Sure, he could do good at all usual dog tricks, but Baxter could do also pretend to read the newspaper or a book.
He could bring you a toy, and not just any toy, but actually that the one you asked for. If you asked him for his bone, he brought you his bone. If you wanted his ball, he brought you his ball. A lot of people thought Baxter understood English.
No matter how bad your day was going, Baxter made you smile. Baxter acted like he was very happy to be alive.
One morning, Oliver was taking Baxter out for his usual walk when a woman came up to them.
She said, "Hi, my name's Sally Rudy. I own Animal Star Talent Agency. I make little dogs like yours into big celebrities. What is your dog name?
When Oliver told her, Baxter jumped straight up in the air. Sally handed Oliver a card and said, "I think that Baxter here could be a star in commercials if you have one of your parents to call me."
That night, Oliver told his father about the talent agent. "It's perfect. Baxter loves being the center of attention. Oliver is eagerly. So Mr. Barnes agreed to call the talent agent.
Dog and Diamond. Everyone at the talent agency loved Baxter. They kept saying how cute he was. Oliver had his father agreed to sign a contract. The agency heard the famous trainer Percy Perry to teach Baxter special tricks. Mr. Perry and Baxter worked long hours together.
The hard work paid off. Baxter appeared in 2 commercials and was on a billboard for dog food. His picture was on dog biscuit box. Oliver was proud of Baxter, but he started to miss him. They were only able to see each other at night.
Baxter's talent agent, Mrs. Rudy, took Baxter to the finest hotels and residence as publicly stunts to sell dog food. Baxter visited hospitals and appeared at supermarket openings. Baxter and Mr. Perry would even had their own car to take them from place to place. Baxter was becoming a superstar. He could walk down the street without someone asking for his paw print.
A star treatment. A few months later, Baxter got a part in Hollywood movie. Miss Rudy explained that Baxter would have to be separate from Oliver for 3 months.
Oliver bragged to his friends at school that his dog was going to be a movie star. But Oliver's heart ached when he thought of being separated from Baxter for 3 months. Secretly, Oliver began to wish that Baxter weren't quite as so famous. But Baxter was under contract, and Oliver had no choice.
Of course, no one asked how Baxter felt, but he seemed to be upset too. Even the star treatment he was getting in Hollywood didn't make up for what he was missing. He hardly had any time to play. He couldn't eat his favorite biscuits because Mr. Perry didn't want him to gain weight. But on the set, there were people brushing him and perfuming him and fussing over him. The bright lights in the studio hurt his eyes, and the end of the day, but no one seemed to notice that he was unhappy.
Out of the spotlight, one sense of the movie took place in New York, so Baxter came back to town a month later. Oliver went to the set to watch. Baxter saw Oliver, wagged his tail, and started to run to him. Mr. Perry called, "Stop!" But Baxter kept running. Oliver, his heart breaking, told Baxter to go back to work. So, like the good dog he was, Baxter went back to Mr. Perry, but his tail dropped and the sparkle was missing from his eyes.
Baxter started to ignore everything Mr. Perry said. He didn't lift his paw when action was called. He embarked. He didn't pretend to read the paper. He just sat there. First, Mr. Perry was embarrassed, but then he was desperate. He asked Oliver to help him. But even when Oliver pled with him, Baxter refused to work. He was on strike.
Oliver took Baxter home that night and tried to find out what the problem was. Baxter sat at the foot of Oliver's bed and looked at Oliver with a sad face. Oliver understood and knew that what he had to do.
Oliver took Baxter to the Animal Stars Talent Agency the next morning with his dad.
Once he was straight in Miss Rudy's office, Oliver begged